In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, Mimi.
Oh. Hey, Gigi.
When you're driving around, just seeing the town. Sitting bored at home, feeling all alone. Fill up a glass, pick out a gloss. We got the tea, we got the sauce. Get queerified.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's get queerified.
Hello, I'm Gigi Gorgeous.
Hi, I'm Mimi.
And you are listening to Queerified.
Gigi, quick question. Who are your favorite songwriters?
Good one, you little bitch. I would have to say Barry Mann, Cynthia Weil, and Joni Mitchell.
Ooh, I love You've Got a Friend, and Both Sides Now is literally my favorite song of all time.
Oh my God, I was kidding. I had no idea who those people were. I just Googled really fast.
Oh my God, I fucking hate you.
Today on Queerified, we have a songwriter who is no stranger to the number one on Billboard Top Charts. But before we get started,
please do not forget to call us at 1-844-QUEERYS.
That's QUEERYS. Call and ask us absolutely anything. We love answering your questions live right on the podcast.
Also, please don't forget to leave us 5 stars in a review, like Mikey Majesty. They wrote,
loves it. Mikey, we appreciate the 5 stars and the nice review so much. And if you leave a review, maybe we'll read yours right here on the next episode.
Wait, I think I see her. She's coming on a dark horse.
No, wait. I'm pretty sure she's levitating here.
Swish, swish, bish.
Are you ready for, ready for?
Oh my God, you're so embarrassing.
Here she is, Sarah Hudson. All right, we are back with Sarah Hudson. What's up, girl?
Hi.
The
thanks
Sarah
for
Hudson.
Having me. The Sarah Hudson, yes.
How's your...
How have you been? How's the pandemic? Everything? Give us the lowdown.
Uh-huh. I'm good. I'm coming out of, you know, December was a little freaky. I had COVID.
Oh, same.
Oh, you know, it's funny. And I have COVID right now.
No, you don't.
I do.
Oh,
cheers
my
to
God.
That. And so does Lauren, our producer.
Cheers, bitch.
Cheers. We all, this is a COVID
wow.
party.
Positive is the new negative. I truly believe that. And it used to be, oh my God, you got COVID.
Big T.
Now it's like, oh,
big
you got
T.
COVID. Finally. Like,
yeah,
you
finally.
Know, it's a badge of honor.
It really
and,
is.
And now it's like the kind of like asymptomatic COVID. Like,
yeah.
What have you had any
Which
symptoms?
Is fierce.
Crazy?
When I had it, I was like achy. And mm-hmm. then I was like, something is bizarre here. Headachy. Besides that, like a little chesty, but I've really like killed it. It's just
work.
Like,
how did you
easy
kill it?
Peasy. Just by, you know, my mental game really mm-hmm. was, I went up and down emotionally during my experience, but mm-hmm. like I ended up just being like, I'm grateful. I'm healing. I'm, you know, I'm
manifesting.
Healthy. Yes. Yes.
Mind
yes,
over
yes.
matter.
Exactly.
We actually weirdly talk a lot about that on this podcast, not in relation to like viruses and sickness yeah. and stuff, but it is so true. I feel like you literally can turn anything around with your mind.
You
it's
really
stronger
can.
Than you think.
Yes.
Mark, how are you feeling right now during COVID?
My COVID is very mild. I have a scratchy throat. That's it. My boyfriend is like, got hit really hard. But for me, I'm very fine.
You look gorgeous.
You do. You look great.
I would have never known you were with Cove.
With Cove, yes. I'm carrying the Cove. But it's fine. It's cute for me. Thank God. I'm very blessed.
It's cute for me. I love that.
Yeah, I'm very blessed. Like, you know, a lot of people have had it really hard the last 2 years.
Yes.
All of us mm-hmm. had mild symptoms. We're very lucky. So that's cute.
Yeah. So on the podcast here, this is a safe space for everybody in the community, but also like fierce allies. Mm-hmm. And I noticed today on your Instagram, it says iconic hag.
Cool.
So are you a part of the community? What are your pronouns? What do you identify as?
Well, I identify as a gay man trapped inside a female.
You're trans.
Anatomy.
How did I know you were going to say that?
I really, truly identify mm-hmm. as that. Like people, mm-hmm. a lot of people don't really take me seriously, but it's just how I feel. But yeah, I just gay men my entire life since I was like a little kid. Mm-hmm. My mom was a dancer, so just gays all the time. And I just, they're my biggest icons. So yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
I am an iconic hag.
I can see that. Sometimes I'm like, oh, you're a gay man. Like, you are a gay man. Like, all my life I've seen that in people. So
yes,
it totally makes
sense.
It's
a certain essence, you know? Mm.
Totally. And it's also taking back, which fag hag now is like kind of derogatory. People don't like saying it. So it's almost like taking that power back. Like, I'm an iconic hag.
Exactly.
Like making it your own, which I fucking love. And I feel like we'll get into wordplay later in the podcast. Mm. But I wanted to, oh my God, she's showing me a tattoo on her wrist.
Hag, it says hag. I'm a proud hag.
I love that.
I fucking love it.
And my nails, don't look at my nails because these are my COVID nails.
They're usually claws.
They're usually so long, but I just, you know, I had to sacrifice.
It's a side effect of COVID.
It's a break.
It's a side effect. Mm-hmm. It was one of my symptoms.
No nails.
It's no nails.
So other than your mom always being around the gays and stuff, what was your first like almost like adult experience into the gay world?
The community.
Whether it be gay clubs or your first gay friend, like.
Well, my godfather, he passed away, but he was just iconically gay.
Amazing.
He was Cher's manager.
Oh my
which
God.
Which is just even more iconic.
Iconic as fuck.
And Olivia Newton-John and fucking Joan Rivers. Like he was just the.
Wow.
So he was my first sort of experience of the fierceness of a gay man. Mm-hmm. And then it's just, I mean, I could go on forever. Like my best friend in second grade, like, yeah, he wasn't like I'm gay, but we were playing fairies in the bushes, mm-hmm. and we were like best friends, and I was putting makeup on him, and you know, and then it just evolved into high school with my fake ID going to Rage and Mickey's and all the gay clubs.
So
I'm
jealous.
Like 14 years old with like my, you know, my ponytail and my high heels from what's that store on Hollywood?
Pleaser.
No, that store, Playmates.
Playmates.
That was like my favorite store in high school. I grew up very fast.
Yeah,
in the land of Los Angeles.
Did you ever have any queer inclinations at all? I mean, if you're a gay man, you're into men, but have you ever been, you know, into anything else?
Well, I'm definitely into men. Mm-hmm. Like that is my, you know, like beyond. But I did have a girlfriend.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, once when I think I was like 19 for like 3 months.
Okay, that's very heavy. That's a long time.
She worked at Fred Segal.
Of course.
And I went in there and she was like, remember Gia? Remember Angelina when she played Gia?
The iconic mm-hmm. supermodel, yes.
She was like reminding me of Gia, like those vibes. And I was
just
like,
giving off like this swaggy blood like, energy.
Yeah, like
oh,
sexy,
I love that energy.
Like sexy, dark, you know?
Yeah. And effortless.
Enigmatic.
And we had like a thing. And then she's like, oh, I'm having a party. And then I went to the party and then I ended up staying the night with her. And then we just ended up having this bizarre like romance for 3 months. And then I was like, ooh,
maybe it's not for me.
Yeah, I'm like, wait,
you know what's funny? I think that happens a lot with girls the first mm-hmm. time that they hook up with other girls. It's really fast. It's really hard. And that's why I feel like the lesbians, like lesbians in general, have the stereotype of like being like mm-hmm. a U-Haul lesbian. Like the second you start dating, it's like the second date you bring a U-Haul because you're basically moving in together.
I really, you know, I have seen that happen in my life with some lesbians. I mean, God bless.
God bless.
God bless.
It's a way of life.
It's crazy to me. Like, do you know what the craziest thing about lesbians is that I'm always shocked about when I hear how long they have sex for? It's hours. Hours.
Oh, you're used to wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
And yeah, like maybe again in like 30 minutes, but apparently it's like 4 hours with lesbians. It's
I know where that thought comes from, Mimi, and we will save that for another podcast.
We can't say it on this podcast.
I want to ask you, Sarah, so being around gay boys and stuff like that, being kind of like attracted to them in like a mind kind of way.
I mean, in all kinds of ways.
Oh, hello.
You know.
Did you ever feel like maybe this might be crazy to say, but like that you were ever maybe like a boy? Did you ever feel like that? Because it's the exact opposite for me. Like, I was always playing with the girls when I was, you know, my previous gender. And I just thought to myself, maybe I'm a girl. Right, was it the opposite for you?
I always loved being a girl, and just, I felt always like very feminine and loved being a girl. But I do think I really have like a strong masculine energy. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I always honored that. And I always was just like, I had this like masculine energy that helped me in my life, like accomplish things and just fucking go, 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 you know, but I always was like, I'm a girl. Mm-hmm. Always. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love that. I love the balance. I think that that's really important. I feel like everybody in life should have a good mm-hmm. masculine energy built
Absolutely.
Into them.
Absolutely.
Because as we all know, it's a man's world. And you have to play the little game.
For that now. Is tea. For now.
For now. Well, it's a woman's, according to Cher, it's a woman's world too.
I mean, bitch, in my life it is, but the other world.
I mean, I love men. I love just that energy. And I always sort of have connected mm-hmm. with men.
I mean,
gay men, obviously.
Men are hot. I don't like men. I don't love men. Right. I don't need men, but like, it's a very complicated relationship, really.
I mean, they're complicated, you know, but men definitely are hot.
They are hot.
You gotta
they
just give it to them for that.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Give it where it's due. So I want to get into a little bit of your songwriting.
Okay.
Mimi is extremely musically inclined.
Cool.
So I'll take, I mean, are you kidding me? She's like Broadway number one fan of life. And I feel like what you do is just so, so unique. Like a lot of people can't say that they are successful songwriters, right?
I mean, it's hard just to write a song, like to create something that is like musical and also lyrical. How did you get into songwriting?
Well, I come from a musical family. Mm-hmm. My father is a songwriter, producer. Wow. So I've always been around music. I've always, you know, naturally been a singer, been singing since I was little and making up my own little songs and, you know, singing with my dad, writing little songs with him when I was little and writing poetry. Like I started writing poetry really young. And I wanted to be, you know, I really want to be a pop star. That was my thing. I mean, I was mm-hmm. like, I'm going to be Madonna. That's what I'm going to do, you know. And I got a record deal and then I made a record and then I got dropped and then I was in a band and we toured for like 6 years just like in our car. We were, you know, dead broke just doing it for like music. I never thought of myself as like a songwriter only. I was always an artist, mm-hmm. a performer, you know, and that was my dream. And then literally it just like, I don't know, it just happened. When my band broke up, I was like, well, I write songs, you know, and mm-hmm. I started working with other artists, just writing for them, just because I was like, what the fuck am I going to do with my life? And then it just kind of fell into my lap, really, and started really happening.
How do you write your songs? Like, what is the like structure like for you? Do you hear the music in your head? Do you write the lyrics first and then find the music?
It's really different every single time. Wow. I mean, I'm constantly just inspired, you know, by movies or words or pictures, or I'll write down ideas when I come across something that inspires me, but it just is different every time. I mean, a melody will come to me or a concept and a lot of times it depends on the artist I'm working with. Cause it's like, I have to step into their world and you know, what inspires them? How can I be inspired by that as well? Or how can I add to their world? You know? So it just is different every time. I mean, I've started all kinds of ways, like on piano and then a melody or a lyric. And then I go to make melodies to a lyric. You know, it's just every single time is different.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. I feel like everything, like, I think you have to go in with a blank slate. Like, I completely, like, collaborating with mm-hmm. someone, you almost need to be like a mirror for them. That's how that's how I see it.
Yes.
I want to ask about, so when you were on this road to being a pop star, you had the record deal, everything. I know Hollywood is so savage with the music industry, something I know nothing about, but I know it's fucking crazy. Did you feel like when you kind of left that part of your life behind and you said, what am I going to do with my life? I'm going to write music. Did you feel like that was kind of selling yourself short? at the beginning? Like talk about that. Cause I feel like a lot of mm-hmm. people have many avenues in this industry. And a lot of the time, if one thing doesn't work out, they're crushed and rightfully so. But I mean, you're a success story. I mean, you took your skill and you said, I can write songs. What am I going to do with my life? And like, look at you now. Like the list goes on mm-hmm. and on of her resume.
That's a good question. Cause I really feel like performing is such a passion of mine. I mm-hmm. love to perform. I really feel like myself when I'm on stage and I'm performing and I can, you know, express that part of myself. But I had been doing it for so long and I was so exhausted of just like, fuck, like I need to just like switch gears. And I started working with this artist Firas. And
love
he,
Firas.
We
love Firas. Shout out Firas.
Hi Firas. and I really saw another side of myself as almost like a muse. And I was like, I have to accept that I'm also a muse for people, for mm-hmm. artists, for creative people. And I can offer them something to fulfill their dreams mm-hmm. and to fulfill, you know, their destiny. And maybe that is part of my destiny and I'm okay with that. Like I kind of made peace with it, you know, mm-hmm. and I don't know. And I also kind of realized like, I mean, I'm, you know, kind of have my shit together now, but like if I was a fucking pop star when I was like 22 or whenever I wanted to be, I'd honestly probably be dead.
Oh my God.
Right now. I'm not even kidding. Like I was
along with the rest of them. I can
imagine.
I was a
mess, right. You know? So I'm like, I don't know if it is my destiny. Well, it's not.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
How long was the process for you? So when you started writing songs, how long did it take for you to get your number one hit? Or like, you know, your big breakthrough?
Well, I was writing for maybe like 3 or 4 years. Mm-hmm. And just kind of figuring out, you know, how to write for other people. And I was working with Firas. I was writing with other artists. I was kind of just getting into that world. And then I'd say like 3 or 4 years into that, I wrote with Katy Perry. Mm-hmm. And we wrote Dark Horse the first time we wrote together.
Love that song.
And shut up. That was the first time you wrote together?
Yeah.
And that was like the first sit down. You sat down, wrote Dark Horse, and then walked away. You're like, we have a song?
Yes, actually.
Was there a beat?
Like, yeah, how did that come along?
Because I want to know. Also, I think that you must have this hit factor in your head, right? Like, this sounds really good. This is going to be fierce.
I mean, I've always been obsessed with pop music. Like, mm-hmm. pop music is my passion, always. Like, you know, growing up, Madonna, Prince, like, Paul Abdul.
Prince.
Like, I've always been obsessed with pop music. So yeah, I kind of have had an inclination of what makes a hit chorus, what makes a big pop hook. Like, it's just kind of been my obsession.
Oh, that's like getting me excited. I feel like I just felt a little something in my throat. I love pop music as well.
I love it.
Like, I just think, I mean, Dark Horse, I hear it now, but I can imagine it from like, it's like its
Inception.
Birth stage. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so crazy. I feel like that was fate. You meeting with her and writing
1,000%.
That.
1,000%. I mean, so I met Katy years ago when I was in a band. We played actually some shows together. So we knew each other. And then when I started working with Firas, she heard some of the stuff me and Firas were doing and was like, oh, this is pretty cool. And I was living in my studio, filing for bankruptcy, no shower, no kitchen. I mean, I was like Subway sandwich for like 3 days, like splitting, you know, I was I was dead broke. Just like, what the fuck am I doing? But I would never quit ever. Like, I was just like, something is happening for me, you know? So anyway, so it was really, you know, hideous times. But I just kept fucking trudging along. And one night I was at a club and Katie texts me and she's like, what are you doing tomorrow? And I was like, I'm going to this party.
Trying to fill my social calendar somehow.
It was actually Marcus's birthday. And I was like, I'm going to Marcus's party.
Yes.
She's like, well, do you want to come? Instead of doing that, do you want to come to Santa Barbara and write with me, Dr. Luke, Max Martin, and
this
Circuit?
This was out of the blue.
Out of the blue.
And these names are humongous. You probably were like, fuck yes. Do you want my right arm as well?
I was like shaking. I was like, yeah, I'll be there. Just let me know what time, you know? So the next day,
will there be food there?
Yeah. I'm like, can I get a steak as well? Or?
Oh, I love that.
She actually gives me shit to this day because one time when I was working with her, I ordered like steak and lobster, like the surf and turf
or
whatever. Uh-huh. She's like, of course you would order the surf and turf when I'm like paying for dinner.
Right. It's classic on someone else's dime.
I'm like, honey, to this day, I'll take a free meal. You know what
of
I
course.
Mean?
Are you kidding?
Anyway, so I drove up the next day and I went in and there was the beat was playing, and then me and her just went in the other room and, like, you know, I'm into witchy
energy
worlds. Mm-hmm. So I brought my crystals and my cards and my, you know, whole thing. And I don't know, just we started talking about like the power of a woman and crystal balls and magic and Aphrodite and like this whole sort of magical song just came out of
us.
Literally the whole session was like 4 hours.
That's
and
it?
And she's like, yeah. And
is
she's,
that a lot? 4 hours?
No.
Okay, it's quick.
That's like quick. Very quick.
Because I've heard like hit songs can be written in like, or have been written in like 20 minutes kind of vibe.
I mean,
that's unheard of.
I'm sure, but you know, either quick or some are like days and days, you know? Mm-hmm. But and then she's like, you know, do you want to stay the night? And I'm like, nah, I'm going to go home. I drove home and I just remember thinking like, cool, that'd be cool if I get a song on her album. And then literally like 4 or 5 months later, it was just on its own, literally like a dark horse.
Wow. I feel like that must feel like winning the lottery, getting a little piece of project that means so much. Making it so the world hears it, making it on an album. Because I've heard, you know, artists have hundreds of songs that they can choose from. And the label really gets the say, right? So,
and her. I mean, she's, you know, definitely her own A&R person. She picks the songs that she loves.
Mm-hmm.
We also wrote Black Widow a couple months later.
Wow. Love that song.
And that like came out, and then Iggy Azalea and Rita Ora did it. And that came out like just a few months after Dark Horse. So it was like a double whammy.
Mm-hmm. You're like, what the fuck? Witchy shit is paying off.
I fucking reversed that bankruptcy like faster than I could imagine.
So you're really like a professional lottery winner at this point
in
your life?
I was just like,
I feel like that's very relatable
lottery
though.
Winner.
Exactly. Yes, right. Yes. Never giving up, persevering. Mm-hmm. But I feel like that's really relatable for a lot of people listening out there. If they're not in the industry, it's like there are really high highs and there are really low lows. You like really just got to ride the wave. Like, you saw where Sarah just said that she was at and look where she just got to. It's like, you never know. And it's never too late to stop trying.
Mm-mm.
But let me tell you, like, the thing that really switched shit around for me mentally was I got this book. But this is before Katie had texted me. I got this book called The Magic by Rhonda Byrne. And I was constantly, like, every day I was like, so, you know, like, why isn't this happening for me? I worked so hard.
You were a why me girl.
I was a why me, like a hot mess. And I got this book and I fucking did it to the T. And it's all about gratitude. And every single day.
Say the book name again.
It's called The Magic.
The Magic.
By Rhonda Byrne.
Okay.
And
is it almost like The Secret, like to life?
Yeah. It's the same author as The Secret.
Oh, okay.
And literally every day I did it religiously and my whole vibration changed and like everything changed. And I swear to God, just like the universe opened up. Mm-hmm. And then I got the text from Katie and then other opportunities. Like it really was when I switched my energy is when shit really started happening, you know?
Mark, have you read The Secret or any book
changed? No, self-help books are not my thing. My boyfriend actually wrote a self-help book and I still have not read it.
Oh my God. What's it called? I probably read it because they're like my Bible. Oh my God, like,
you are putting me on the spot. Where is that book?
We can say it. Mark, if you don't want to say his name or anything, you don't have to.
No, we can say Sarah, it, but where
is it? I'm curious
too.
I don't know this book.
The book is called The Courage to be Brilliant and you can find it anywhere. It's a hard read for me. I'm sorry, but...
That's okay. Well, because you're already brilliant.
Oh, thank you so much.
So what's one thing from that book that people can take away? Maybe the biggest takeaway for you, people who can't get the book, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, essentially it's 30 days of gratitude. So the book is like different things to you're grateful for. So like the first day is like, you know, what in your life? And then the next day is like, it's all about food. You know, I'm grateful for the pig that my bacon came from, or like the farmer that, you know, raised the pig. Like you just go down the line of everything you're grateful for. So if you can't get the book or just, you know, want to do a practice, literally 30 days, 10 things you're grateful for every single day and why, and just really taking a moment with each one, it just, it changes your energy.
I love that. We're doing that.
I think literally. I am too. I feel like it opens your brains to think your brain to think things you don't necessarily think about.
Yeah.
I love that. And also, what do they say? 20 days makes a habit if you do something 20 days in a row.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you're doing it for 30, starting today. I mean, we already kind of have strong-willed minds where, I mean, we can call it a strong-willed mind, but some people may call it disassociation. But it's something we're very good at.
Compartmentalizing,
Or delusion.
Or delusion.
Yeah. My hand is high in the sky if you can't see all of the above. I want to talk a little bit about the witchiness you said earlier.
Okay.
And going into a brainstorming session or writing session, whatever it may be, I know it must be nerve-wracking and you're bringing your shit. Mm. They have their shit, but you guys are both there for the same reason. Like, how do you, I guess, cleanse and explain the significance of crystals and what's important to you?
You mean like before I go into a session kind of thing?
Yeah, or just in general, like your, because I know, so I see a lot like online, you are like a light worker. Mm-hmm. That is literally like the term. Anybody listening, Sarah Hudson, the light worker, one of many.
One of many,
yes. But what does that mean to you? Like let the listener in on that.
Because I don't know what a light worker is.
Well, to me, a light worker is somebody that, you know, I hold my own light and I do the work on myself to, you know, as much as possible to be in a space where I can, by being myself and being authentically who I am, I would hope that it inspires others to be authentically.
It absolutely
who
does.
They
it
are.
Absolutely
For
does.
For sure.
And you know, that is a light worker to me, and just spreading light and love and, you know, authenticity and, you know, helping people just be their best selves, you know?
No, that's what I strive for. I love that. I didn't know that's what it was. Maybe I'm a light worker.
Yeah, you are a light worker. Well, I mean, you are by doing what you're doing right now, you know? Mm-hmm.
In a world of negativity, we could use some more light workers.
We really could, honey.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick.
PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
So when were you like introduced to crystals and okay, so is witch derogatory? Like witchery or witchy stuff?
It's
like,
kind
is that
of-
bad?
I mean, sometimes it has negative connotations, mm-hmm. you know, but to me, a witch is a woman, is a powerful woman, a powerful man, like just it's owning your power.
Okay.
And manifesting your reality and creating your reality. And, you know, I think witch has negative connotations just because of history and burn the witch and whatever. But the truth is, you know, those women were just women mm-hmm. making
their own path in life
and healing. They mm-hmm. were healers. So yeah, I mean, do I say am I a witch? I don't really like use that term, but I mean, I think it's a positive thing now.
Yeah, kind of cute to be like witchy. Like one time I met this girl, she was she practiced Wicca.
Yeah.
And I think it is truly all in the way that you say it. Like yes. I said to her, like we were at the bar getting a drink, and she was like, that guy over there is just giving me the wrong vibe. He's looking over here. And I was like, why don't you get one of your spells? And I was mixing the cauldron, and she's been known to snap at people, but she laughed. And right, I was like, because I didn't mean harm, but I was kidding. Like it was playful.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that, you know, I mean, there's dark magic.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that scares the shit out of
me. And there's light, and there's light magic. Yeah, we stay away from the dark.
Please, we forever. Stay away. I don't need any.
Or sometimes
on
a little
spells.
Bit of dark magic, just a little bit.
Girl. No,
she's like,
girl.
I got that too. So, Sarah, you brought some cards with you, and I would love to do a live reading.
Okay, let's do it, whatever.
Yeah, and explain what you brought.
Well, these are. I mean, I read tarot, but these aren't tarot cards. These are oracle cards. So basically,
never done.
Okay.
What we're going to do is we pick one. These are animals. So like spirit guide animals.
Okay.
So we pick one and it has a little message and it's basically just like your spirit guide.
Telling you.
Okay. Here, I can hold your mic and hold it too if you want to shuffle. Okay. So she's shuffling the cards right now.
She's shuffling the cards. She's not mm-hmm. looking.
I'm not looking. Mm-hmm. Shuffling. So yeah, tarot is more sort of like intricate and takes mm-hmm. longer, and it's like, you know, we'll do that next time. But this is a little.
I think
a
we
little light message.
I think we did that with Johnny while he was here. Johnny's actually in the room right now. Johnny, what cards did we do?
We did the Oracle. We did like the Alice in Wonderland and then the Halloween one.
Oh, so it was Oracle still, not tarot. Okay.
Remember we were doing it and we were scared. We were like, oh my god, I'm scared.
We were being stupid. We're just being little girls about it. Uh-huh.
So Gigi, you're going to pick.
What am I thinking of?
Yes, we're just calling in your spirit guides and angels. Mm-hmm. And you're just going to focus on a message that you need. Clarity, anything you need to know here right now. And you'll put your hands over the cards and whichever one just like.
Gigi's putting her hands over the cards.
Whatever you feel the energy in, that's your message.
I think this is the card that I want.
Okay, then that's it.
Okay, that's it.
Oh my god,
say
bitch.
It. What is that?
I got a walrus.
That's okay. That's amazing. And what does the walrus say to you?
Okay, the walrus says it's a really pretty card. I will give it that.
Okay.
Walruses are dope.
Are they? Mm. Okay. Yes. I'm about to be enlightened. Okay, so my card is the walrus. It says, "Remain vigilant about the current situation. Pay attention to signs and omens and let them dictate your choices."
Okay.
Remain vigilant about my current situation.
Is the universe saying something that you're not hearing?
Probably, right? Saying stay vigilant, stay more aware because you haven't been.
Wait.
Pay attention to signs and omens. and let them dictate your own choices.
Well, maybe, you know, I mean, you can always let it like sink in and resonate, but maybe
I think there's a message in the universe that you need to listen to.
But that it's already been giving me. I just need to pay more attention.
Exactly. Yes. And stay aware. Like, oh, maybe it's being aware of the signs around you, you know?
Okay. Okay. My brain is reeling. It could pertain to this. It could pertain to that.
You'll wake up in the middle of the night and be like, boom, the walrus.
Oh, yeah. Okay. The walrus. Okay. You'll see her in your nightmares.
Fucking walrus.
Okay. Do you want to get...
Do you?
Do me.
Okay.
Sarah's closing her eyes. She's calling on her ancestors, angels, and spirit guides.
Yes.
They're coming in. And Gigi is shuffling. And here we go.
Yes, Gigi is shuffling.
I'm going to do one more.
Okay, yeah. one more. For
you got to just do what you... When you feel it's right, you know it's right, you know? Okay. So Gigi's spreading.
My legs.
And the cards. Okay, here we go.
Okay, she drew.
Okay, what is that?
The blue heron.
Stop. Oh, now that is crazy.
Oh my God. That's on the back of the card.
You know why that's crazy? So when I was growing up, my mom worked in a bank and they always had these procedures just in case like a robber would come in or something. And they had code names that they would say on the radio to find each other. And her code name was Blue Heron.
Stop.
Yes.
That's so weird.
That is so
what
weird.
Does that mean?
Is this your card?
I don't know. I think it's just, I think I was calling on my ancestors. I'm kidding.
I'm going to projectile vomit.
Honestly, well, let's share this
Let's share this one. Okay, here we go.
Okay, make a stand for what you believe in and do what feels right in spite of any judgment or disapproval from others.
Okay, okay. That's my ancestors
it's
are
giving
telling
authenticity,
me.
Authenticity, what you were saying earlier, right?
It's giving authenticity, yes. I love it.
Wow, anything I else love that you feel from that?
And I'm in blue.
Mm-hmm.
T.
I just always feel this. I always feel a bit my whole life against the grain and kind of like, you know, I'm very opinionated or I believe what I believe. And, you know, some people don't like that. So I think it's just a reminder of keep doing you know.
Same. And it's working.
I feel
and
the
it's
same.
Working.
Well, Mimi, let's do you through the screen.
Yeah.
Okay.
As best we can. Okay. Let's do it.
I think my ancestors are already here. So here they come again.
Oh, my God. That was exciting, Blue Heron.
Blue Heron. Like imagine
you need a blue heron.
Blue heron. There's a bombing in the bank. I'm just kidding. No, it's too much. It's too much.
Blue heron. Coming. Blue heron.
10-4. 10-4.
Blue heron.
Do you need a blue heron tattoo?
Oh my God.
Her
maybe
first tattoo of life.
It.
I've been pressuring for years.
I know.
Oh my God.
We will this time. After
I mean,
the pandemic,
look how
I'm done. It is beautiful.
It really is.
You
and
know?
I'm pretty sure they it's eat giving... snakes and I'm wearing snake skin. But that's
well,
a whole
other okay.
thing.
Now we're getting carried away. Imagine.
That's a reach.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm gonna go like this across the cards, and you tell me when to stop. Okay.
She's moving her fingers across the card, and
you gotta like call on a message. Mm-hmm. Everything she said.
Okay,
earlier.
I'm ready.
We're calling in your spirit guides. Here we go.
Here they are, and stop.
I'm nervous.
Roadrunner.
Roadrunner. It's a bird.
Wow.
It's a bird again. Okay.
Another bird.
Okay. Oh my God, I love these oracle cards. Okay.
Keep your sense of humor and don't take things so seriously.
Oh, wow. I love this. If anyone needed to hear that. Oh, I love that.
That is so you.
Okay. I need oracle cards.
You really
do. I need these messages in my life to keep me on the path, you know?
They're just the best. You can do them every day. Just get your message in the morning, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I have all different like ones, and you can. I mean, I have too many, but
do you just like pick whatever vibe you want. Like today, you were like animals is cute.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I love that
because also I like these because they have the message on the card, so it's just like you pull the
you don't
card
need a book.
Instead
then,
of in the book.
Yeah, instead of in the book.
Yes,
because I actually lost the book to these. So
as would I.
You know
that would happen. Thank you so much for chatting with us. We actually answer some questions that people call and ask in.
Oh,
are you down
cool.
to stay and answer a few
Hell
questions?
Hell yeah. That's so cool. I love that.
Okay. We'll be right back with your queries.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
And we are back with Sarah Hudson. We just did our oracle cards. Our ancestors are still with us, and we are about to do our queries. And if you want your queries answered, you can call us at
1-844-QUERIES. That's QUEERYS. Call and ask us anything, bitch. We all know, the oracle cards know, our ancestors know, that you have a question, you need some advice, and you want to talk. You can remain anonymous. It's totally fine. Or you can give where you're from, your age, your name, all that juicy stuff. But without further ado, let's answer our first query with Sarah Hudson.
Love a query.
Hi, Gigi and Mimi. My name is Nicole. I'm from Maine. I had facial feminization about 8 months ago, and everything went well except for my nose. So I'm going to have to wait about another 10 months, hopefully, if the pandemic lets up by then, to get my nose revised. And I was wondering, how can I feel beautiful in between going from a botched nose to a fixed nose? How can I feel beautiful on the time in between that? And how can I focus on the things other than my appearance when it feels like I went through all that work just to have a procedure go wrong and I potentially look worse? I would really appreciate your input. I love the show, and I've been a fan of Gigi for over a decade when I first started transitioning in middle school. I love you both. Bye.
Nicole, thank you so much for that question. I'm so sorry that that happened to you. I just want to say, listen, that what you went through is a major, major, major trauma. You don't have to, you know, I don't know. You don't have to tell yourself that it's okay. It's okay. Like, go through the emotions, go through the feelings. We know it's going to be fixed, but this is a major trauma, and I'm really sorry that this happened to you. And I very rarely say this, but it's okay to feel this way right now because you need to feel these emotions, and it's going to be better. It's going to get fixed. And for now, focus on the things that you love about yourself. What do you think, Gigi?
I mean, I have several things to say. I feel very happy that she had her FFS, but as trans women and as trans people who take the steps plastic surgery wise into our transition, it is a throw up. And I will say, you never know how something's going to turn out, and you are the one that did it. So it's time for accountability. And also, you're going to take the steps just like you did for the first FFS to change it in the future, because that's what's going to make you happy. And I will say, you said your nose might be botched. I'm sure it's not as bad as you are thinking. Everyone else is so much worried about themselves. And you will find that when you do get the nose of your dreams, when you do feel happy on your exterior, the inside still needs working. So take this time to really focus on these next 10 months, like you said, to work on the inside, because the nose, it's just a nose. And guess what? We can contour that. We can make that look fierce. We're trans women. It's what we do. So I have very high hopes for you. But for the most part, I'm really happy that you got your FFS. I hope everything else looks great.
Gigi, just personal question. You've had some surgeries where you did not like the results. And maybe I can say, like, for example, your breast implants. Like, what were you feeling in those moments when you were like, this is not what I want, and I need to go back again?
Oh God, I would literally just ignore it fully. Like, I felt botched to the point where it was disfiguring to me. And I can only imagine the way that that feels. But you know, I would do all of the little smoke and mirror tricks. I would do the double padded bra. I would do the cover up. And I just think the light at the end of the tunnel for me was, this will get fixed. I will find a rhyme, the time, the reason to do so. And this is all just temporary. Just like we said in this episode, it's like mind over matter. And you're going to have the perfect nose. You're going to have the perfect everything, and look back and be like, it wasn't that bad. No, so just nurture and love yourself, because it's not the end of the world.
I love that.
Yeah. Even what you were saying, just working on the inside right now, you know, why are you great? Like, why are you are beautiful because you give love to others and you're authentically who you are and you're talented and just really working on that too. And then, you know,
It'll make you feel better. And honestly, nose jobs also, side note, take like a year to heal. So maybe you're going to end up loving your nose. Mm-hmm. Who knows?
I love your nose.
Yes. Give us an update, please. And we're rooting for you. Okay. Our second question. Here we go.
Hi, Gigi. My name is Ridge. I just want to know how to acquire a Birkin bag. I want to be rich and powerful and have a Birkin bag. Thank you very much.
Hi, Ridge. You know, I would also like to end the answer to this question because I would also like a Birkin bag. What do you think, Gigi?
I mean, I've been gifted all of mine, so I guess you're going to have to ask my husband.
Okay.
I mean,
get yourself a husband.
Uh-huh. Yeah, maybe that's my answer. Get yourself a husband. I mean, I where there's a will, there's a way. Let me just say that.
True.
Sarah?
Put it on your wall. Like, what Birkin bag do you want? Put it on your wall. Look at it every day. This is my Birkin. This is my Birkin. And just manifest it. Make it happen.
Oh my God. I do that sometimes. Like, I'll put it on my phone. Yeah. If I really want something like a car, it's on my phone and it's my car.
And close your eyes and really feel what it feels like to carry your Birkin.
Delusions.
Trust me. Delusions for sure.
And let me tell you, it feels fucking great.
Okay. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Thank you, Ridge. I hope you get your Birkin.
I hope you get your Birkin.
Yeah, me too. And what color do you want? I'm very invested now.
Okay, our last question. Here we go.
Hey, my name's Tommy McDonald. I'm from Downers Grove, Illinois. I was born, what some would say, male, and I'm really, my feminine side has come through too much, and I just know I'm not a boy. I'm from a white suburban area with parents with really strong beliefs. I don't know what to do. I'm hoping you guys can help. Thanks. Go clear.
Tyler, thank you so much for calling us. First of all, thank you for being so brave and living your authentic life. Gigi, do you have any words for her?
I mean, this is like a huge first step. I feel like thinking it, people think on things for so long before they like say them out loud. So even saying it out loud and like her calling us and like really leaving this voicemail is such a big step. Mm-hmm. So I feel like just really being easy on yourself. Like on a previous podcast, we talked about dropping the charges on yourself. Mm-hmm. And that really resonated with me. Like I think that all the time, right? Like it's like you have your inner saboteur, but also it's like you have your maybe more forward thinking self, not saboteur in the back of your mind. It's thinking like this, I actually can't achieve this. But it's like you got to drop the charges on yourself saying you're not good enough. You'll never achieve this. Like you got to think about like the actual positive in it, because you reaching out and doing this shows that you are capable. You know, it might not happen overnight, but also you don't want it to happen overnight. It's one of those things where it's like it's about the journey. It's about the struggles. It will make you stronger in the end. And if your goal is to fully go through with your transition, then you're going to have to be a strong bitch. You know, it doesn't take a little flip of a switch to be a trans woman, you know, and I'm here for that. But I'm saying you're already showing signs of greatness. And I think just applaud yourself for that.
Yeah.
Totally. Wow. Also, too, I feel thinking of yourself as a little kid sometimes and talking to yourself. You know, we are so hard on ourselves, but we need to talk to ourselves with more love and compassion and almost like our inner child. And, you know, how would you treat your inner child? Like, what would you say to yourself when you're little?
I love that.
You know? It's hard as we get older. We're like, you should be this way and you should do this and da, da, da. It's like, we're still those sensitive creatures inside. So
we lose that a lot, right? Mm-hmm. And like, I feel like kids are just these like drunk, unapologetic little kids that just say and do whatever they want. They're falling all over.
No ego. We're just these little, you know, creatures.
Yeah. I feel like you just acknowledged your childhood self. And I feel like that's beautiful because people suppress that their whole lives.
And also, I just want to say that she probably feels so alone. And this is so cliche to say, but you're not alone. There are people out there for you. You will find a family. In time, they will come. And this is just for now. This is only for now. And you're going to look back on this and maybe giggle someday.
Definitely. We're going to giggle all together. And just, we just went through a new year recently. Mm-hmm. So look how much has changed within a year and look how far you can go in a year. Next year, maybe you're going to be on hormones. Maybe you're going to be, you know, by your chosen name. Mm-hmm. Like it, big things can happen in a year. So just take it easy and also go, bitch. I really want to follow up also. Uh-huh. I want to know her name.
Thank you so much. And that's it. That's the podcast. Should we do one more reading with the fashion cards?
Sure.
I think we should.
They're sitting right here.
So these are fashion icons.
Okay.
That have a message.
Okay,
for
let's
us.
Do okay. one and let's do it for Gigi. Actually, we'll see how it goes.
No, let's do all.
Uh huh.
So she's shuffling.
Mm-hmm. Fashion cards, they're pink on the back. You also need to go on
so good.
Sarah's Instagram and see all her tattoos. They are amazing. I've been looking at them.
When I get them back.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the nails, please.
They'll be back soon. Okay, so I'm fanning them out for Gigi. We're calling in Gigi's spirit guides, mm-hmm. angels, asking for the fashion gods to give her a message.
Oh my God, Shea Pirelli?
Ah!
Elsa Shea Pirelli.
Wow, okay, so on trend.
Oh,
so
I love this.
The messages are, so the little glasses are your attitude.
Okay.
Okay.
So my glasses say, be outrageous, be shocking, be a work of art.
Fuck
okay.
yes.
Fuck yes.
Okay, then the little shoe is your style.
Okay.
My shoe says, dress to make others envious.
Honey.
Yep.
You don't need
24/7.
You don't need anyone to tell you that. And then the little thunder lightning thing is inspiration.
Okay, it says true beauty never goes out of fashion and is always original.
That is wow. so you.
Big T.
I'm dying. Right after our plastic surgery talk.
Right.
True beauty. Oh wow, I love gosh. This.
Me
I can't
too.
Believe I got that.
No, these are really cool, these cards.
It's time I buy something Shea Pirelli then.
It's time.
Do you want to go?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to shuffle for her.
Okay. Here we go.
Gigi is shuffling, calling in my spirit mm-hmm. guides.
Do you want to give your outfit of the day, Gigi? What are you?
Fashion
what
gods.
Is the top?
I actually don't know the brand, but it's giving very that 70s show. Is that what this show is called?
Yeah.
Right? Like mm-hmm. I need a cigar and like maybe like a shroom or two.
I love it. It's very 70s.
And Sarah's.
And yes, I would to shout out.
Look at the under.
Jeremy Scott.
For Adidas, is it?
For Adidas. Yeah, for Adidas.
So fucking good.
Shout out Jeremy.
The underwire.
I know. I Goodbye. Love it.
Oh, there is an underwire. It's a underwire crop top velour tracksuit yes. situation.
Yes. Okay, here we go.
We're spreading.
Calling the fashion gods. Here we go. Interesting. Okay. Ralph Lauren.
A classic.
I love Ralph Lauren.
Classic, which I like this for mm-hmm. me, you know, because I'm not that.
She is wearing Adidas.
You know, which is classic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the glasses is attitude. You don't have to ride a horse to be in the polo team.
Because you rode Dark Horse.
Oh, okay. Oh, my God. See, I don't have to ride a horse to know how to write about
a
horses.
Horse. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Wow, this is eerie.
Then the shoe is my style. Dress for your Oscars moment. Ooh. That's so funny because actually lately I've been wanting to like wear more gowns.
Mm.
I don't know if I've actually ever seen you in a gown.
Yeah, it's
thinking
been,
about it.
I don't think I've worn a gown in like, I mean, I can't even remember when. So well, I think it's time.
Tonight.
We need a reason.
Tonight. Tonight. Okay. And then inspiration. Always go for gold. Obviously.
I mean, she has a gold Goyard to the side right now.
Yeah.
Her
I
purse,
mean,
which
a
is weird.
Gold Goyard?
Uh huh.
Have I seen that before?
Let's get on this.
Oh, okay. Yellow.
Yellow. No, it's gold, guys. It's gold. For the listeners, it's gold.
It's gold.
Oh, yes.
All right, Mimi, you want to go real quick?
Okay, here
my
we go.
Turn. Gigi is shuffling. My ancestors are coming to me. Okay. And stop.
Ooh.
Oh.
What is it?
I love this for you. Vidal Sassoon.
Oh my God, how masculine. I'm giving masculine energy.
So masculine. Okay, so your attitude.
Okay.
Your attitude is sculpt a new attitude by cutting a new crown.
Do you need a new hair? Like,
yeah, I mean, yeah, that
like
definitely.
Like a crazy hair.
That's coming up. Sculpt
or
a
like
new
blonder?
Attitude. Like I'm getting a shag. I'm getting a shag moment. That moment. It's the very 70s. We'll see how it
okay,
goes.
Okay,
well, there it is. Okay. There it is. Okay, then your style.
Here we go.
Always make an effort.
Always make. Is this shady?
That's a shady
is
one.
Is this shady?
That is shady. That is shady. But I feel like you do.
I think you do too.
I mean, I try. I try. We try.
She knows her uniform mm-hmm. and she always looks correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And then inspiration.
A haircut can change your life. So that's the second time on the card. It's telling you to take the scissors.
Cut it.
I think it might mean something.
I have an appointment
ready. Tonight.
Or are you pro bush? Do you need to trim down there where we can't see?
Oh my God. Why are you
exposing me? Have you shaved in a while?
We're in COVID. I am not shaving.
Oh, that's what we're talking about then.
I am not pro bush.
I'm not either.
Like, okay. I respect you okay. if you are and do your thing, but like for me, it's the bush will never be
on you me. And same. On him.
On him, I prefer like a trimmed, okay. you know, a clean,
groomed.
Like I'm just not a big bush okay. girl. I got it. Never have been.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Me neither.
I'm into stripper
plastic,
just
looking
plastic.
No
yeah,
pores.
Barbie,
yeah.
No, yeah. Nothing.
A
nothing.
Touch of pink, but the rest flesh.
Just all gone, baby. All
gone, honey.
Yeah.
Lasered off.
But if you're into a bush, work.
You better work.
Work your bush, baby.
Take it. Take it.
Thank you so much, Sarah, for joining us on Queerify today. That was so fun.
So fun. Thanks for having me.
Where can people find you?
My Instagram, mm-hmm. really, it's Sarah with an H, mm-hmm. Hudson. XX.
And we didn't talk about this, but Levitating is back in the charts, baby. And guess who wrote Levitating?
Oh, my God.
The
know.
Song with a mind of its own. Dua Lipa, Levitating.
Go listen to
if
Levitating.
If you haven't heard it, you're under a rock for sure.
No, if you haven't heard it, you're an idiot.
It's wild. I am like, I'm blown away by it. By
out of the woodwork,
it
came back.
Out of the woodwork. You know why I think? Because Christmas and a lot of like Christmas songs were charting. Mm-hmm. And then like, boom, it just was back. I was like, what?
Like it had
hell?
Never really gone away, but Christmas happened.
Yes. Like Christmas came in and was like, move over. And then I think now Christmas is gone.
And
so.
We're back.
She's back. I mean, Dua is another one. Oh wow.
What a superstar.
Angel.
That girl. Angel. Angel.
All right. Well, that was it for this episode of Queerify. Thank you guys for listening. And we love you, Sarah.
Love you,
Gigi. You've officially been Queerified.
I'm so excited. Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks to our very special guest, Sarah Hudson, and thank you so much for listening. You can follow us on Instagram at Gigi Gorgeous and at Mark Maverick.
As always, Queerified is a presentation of Ramble, a Cadence 13 studio. Please listen, rate, and review. It helps us so much, and you might just hear your review on an upcoming episode. And follow all episodes, available now for free, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, and wherever you get your podcasts. You've just been queerified. Stay gorgeous.